In every man's speech and writing is their character recorded. In every man's speech and writing is their character recorded. We cannot open our mouth. We cannot put down a word on paper or in our computers that doesn't reflect who and what we are. We know that language is the indication of man's quality, of man's beingness, of man's values in life. Now, when you have good language, when you have good values, when you live a good life, then everything about you is reflected by your speech and your writing. I was watching a Disney presentation the other night. It wasn't really Disney. It probably was. It was about Drew Sychin, this wonderful illustrator who created the billboards for the various movies. Very excellent man. Man of very high quality, a man of extreme brilliance. And everything that he painted represented the quality that he was. He had a few of the things that represented the movies that he was painting about and making billboards for, which were rather rather sad. But that was the thing that he was illustrating. And he was trying to illustrate how mean and cruel some people are, how some characters are, and he did it very well. But basically, his personal speech, his personal writing, his personal actions were all of a pure and innocent spirit. When we can be so innocent, when we can be so pure in our spirit, when we can be so lovely in our character, then everything we do is quite amazing. Everything we do is quite fantastic. And it's quite lovely, but it's what we are. It's what we are. In every man's speech and writing is their character recorded. As I was watching the report on Drew's wonderful life story and the various things that he did, he always had a positive attitude. And his wife always had a positive attitude. And his child always had a positive attitude, and his grandchild was always a beautiful expression. And as I watched him, I thought to myself, what a beautiful character this man has. What a beautiful being he is. How fantastic he is. He can even make the ugly characters of the movie that he had to portray as being beautiful and fantastic and glorious and something very special. Now, my mother always said, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. I do not pay attention to names that are called at me. I do not pay attention to people using words to describe another person. I only look at what they're doing. We look at the words that people use. And we say, are these words representative of the type of person who lives inside? Do you swear a lot? Do you use profanity a lot? Are you a person who does not have a good vocabulary, and so you have to use swear words to express yourself? This is one thing my mother always taught us. She said, whenever we swear, we're indicating how poor our vocabulary is, how limited our vocabulary is, and what an unfortunate thing our vocabulary is. And it's very true. It's very true. Whenever we swear, we're doing something that indicates that our vocabulary is not really very special at all. In every man's speech and writing is their character recorded. You go to Shakespeare, and you find in Shakespeare beautiful recordings and beautiful writings and illustrations of a man that is absolutely fantastic, And as you find this illustration of a man that's absolutely fantastic, you're amazed at how he can express all these things that he expresses, how he can demonstrate all these things that he demonstrates, and do them so beautifully, do them so wonderfully, so fantastically. But he does it because he has a good vocabulary. He has the ability to express himself beautifully, wonderfully, positively, totally, and great. You and I do, too. We can express ourselves in the most magnificent way if we choose. But it's just a matter of choosing. It's just a matter of being ourselves. Just a matter of having fun with everything we do and expressing everything we do because it says who and what we are. You and I have the ability to speak with great wisdom, with great quality, with great magic in our voice. Every word we speak can indicate our unconditional love that we have for ourselves and for everyone in our world. Our writing indicates what sort of an attitude we have toward the world about us, whether we think the world about us is glorious or not. And the world about us is our creation. We have created the world about us. Now, if we have created the world about us, then why is the world not always a lovely, beautiful thing? Why is the world not always a magical thing like it can be? Why is it not always demonstrating to the world that it's beautiful? What sort of things can I look at the world? Do I look at the world with pure eyes, with eyes of love and eyes of peace and eyes of joy? Do I look at the world with the attitude of my mind that all is in divine order? Do I look at my world and say that I live in a glorious world, in a world filled with peace, a world filled with magic, a world filled with goodness? Do I look at a world and see it that way? If I do, then you can be sure that that world is going to be just that way for me. That world is going to be just that way for me in every wonderful, magical, fantastic way. Is that the way the world is going to be for you? Is that the way the world is going to be in your life? Are you going to live your life in such magical, wonderful, marvelous ways that the world reflects everything that you are? We create our world by our thoughts. We create our world by our words. We create our world by our writing, by our actions. If we live in a think tank, and we all do, if we live in a think tank, is our think tank representative of the world that we live in, representative of the peace and the harmony and the goodness and the magic that we are? Is it representative of our character? Oh, yes. Very much representative of our character. And our character always tells everybody in the universe exactly who and what we are. And when we get busy and we tell the world how wonderful it is and how wonderful everything that it is does, then the world is indeed our reflection. The world is indeed who and what we are, and nothing else matters. Nothing else matters to anything at all, because the world is our reflection. Is this who you are? Is this what I am? Is this what is the only thing that exists? If this is the only thing that exists, then this is the only thing that matters. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. These words, biblically given, come down from century to century, come down to tell us that this is a glorious world. This is a world that is a reflection of who we are in our hearts. Why were the great people great? They were great only when their hearts were pure. When their hearts were mean or unhappy, that was not a representation of their greatness. They had to put that aside and speak only of the purity, the goodness, the love, the truth, the joy that comes out of their hearts. This is where you and I stand every moment of our life. and every man's speech and writing is their character recorded. So you are recording your character in every word you speak, in every right word you write, in every attitude you have. So let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable, and be acceptable in my sight, because I am the divine, and I love me, and I love you. I love you. I love you.